If you haven't already figured it out, a label's great by itself. A label followed up by a good and oriented question or a calibrated question that's got a ready-made label to follow it up. That's the best way to execute skills in tandem with one another. Similarly, accusations, audits, and proof of life work very well in tandem as well. And so we'll talk about that more specifics next week. But take the Ackerman method, digest it, look it up in the book and refresh yourself. Take a look at the recording to give you some reminders if you need it. That is a ha skill at best. And when I say ha skill, we've been talking a lot about shuhari lately. Shuhari is a Japanese martial art concept that has to do with levels of advancement. In a nutshell, shu is beginner, ri is expert. Ha is when you're working in the middle where you're past beginner level, but you're not so comfortable with the skill of the technique that you're using that you're creating your own rules yet. You're still doing things kind of verbatim and still getting your reps in, but you got a really good solid foundation. Ackerman is in this ha place, right? This middle category. It doesn't exist in ri. Ri has a lot more to do with taking what I understand about how human beings tick and how they think and how they respond to value and dollars and designing my own approach to get them to bid against themselves based on the tactical empathy that I execute. That's when you're really in ri. Now, how am I supposed to do that is a baseline for it, but it is not the end all be all, right? It is, if anything, it's the first stepping stone for moving from ha to ri in the bargaining process. And so knowing, and I'll give you some insight right here as we're wrapping up our last couple of minutes. Knowing that how am I supposed to do that is in fact an assertive move. We call it tactical empathy because it's something we teach, and tactical empathy is our umbrella term. But it's not, has nothing to do with understanding their perspective. So that's the first thing we need to notate. When we use that approach, it has nothing to do with understanding, verbalizing, or creating trust with them. It's essentially a really nice way to go back and try something else, right? What you presented me is completely unacceptable, and you got to go work on it some more, tinker with it a little bit more, and then bring it back to me when you've done some upgrades, right? That's a very blunt way to do it without using those words. And so, knowing that we want to lead into that with tactical empathy, and then we create this position of go back and work on it again. How does that inform us on creating our own rules for being most effective? And this kind of goes back to Chris. I know I've been focusing on you a lot today. What it takes for Chris to be most effective, or for any of you to be most effective at the table, is going to be different from what it takes me to be most effective, what it takes for Sandy, what it takes for Troy, et cetera, et cetera. Number one, because we're all different people, right? This isn't really a one size fits all. There are guidelines to how people tick, and then understanding how to navigate within those guidelines using an empathetic approach. But I can't tell Christopher exactly what it's going to take for him to be most effective, because he's got to figure that out for himself. And once he's got a really good understanding of how all these things fit together and what he does naturally, and then also how the counterparts in his world tend to operate, he's going to come up with the best formula for his success than anybody else will. And that same idea applies to everyone that's here with us today. And so keep that in mind, right? And it's almost easy to get distracted with trying to follow everything that we teach to a T, right? We want to follow it exactly the way Chris said it, or exactly the way Sandy laid it out, right? That's a good start. The reality is you're still hindered by that position because we're not creating anything for ourselves. And then the other thing that that does for us, we try to create wins or successes as notches on our belt. We don't learn from wins and successes. We learn from making mistakes. And so I've kind of always hated the metaphor, like go break some eggs, right? That, you know, so everybody uses that. But the reality is you're going to have some missteps. You're going to have to screw some things up in order to figure out exactly how to get it right. And unfortunately, there is no shortcut to that. You know, what we learn with loss is not something we can ever attain from wins. And so I guess where I'm really going with that is don't be afraid of it. You know, at the very least, don't be afraid of screwing it up. Because if you're here at all, chances are you're already pretty good. And you know that, and you're just trying to get to the next level. Understand that part of the next level is taking what you're learning now and actually doing it wrong, whether on purpose or by accident, just to figure out how that informs you. Always remember, price is still just a term. And what it takes to make the other people whole or the other side feel whole does not equate to a win-win.